commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into our guest, Dr. Chu, we're at area code 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255. Dr. Chu, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Today's a special day for you. Want to know why?
Why?
You're on the repeat offenders list.
I've done this once, yes.
Yeah. Cancer Awareness.
Yes, Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
And we did this last year. You have a pretty good outreach program for that. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, it's necessary, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you have a person who's going to be seeing you in a few days.
Soon, very soon.
Soon, yeah. Not me. We're not going to give it any HIPAA aspects here in trouble. But how long have you been in Fairbanks treating people?
I've been treating people here over 25 years.
What got you to Fairbanks, Alaska?
Actually, my husband. So we met in Barrow, Alaska.
Oh, man, that's like doing time.
Yeah. Actually, it was a wonderful two years.
Okay.
And he's a researcher. He researches permafrost. And permafrost isn't everywhere, so UAF seemed to be a good place for him, and so we ended up here.
Both of you live a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Do you do a lot of cross-country skiing?
I used to. I had a bad injury last year, I've been out of commission for a good year. It's been almost a year since the accident in April.
That was after you were on the show then, because you were really enjoying your season.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, so it's been a rough year, but things are improving slowly.
What would you suggest a person do for the colonoscopy, the Cancer Awareness Week, all that fun stuff? Where would you start with them at?
Well, I believe people need to know, and I think a lot of people already know, that 45 is the new 50.
Mm-hmm.
And most insurances now will cover 100% screening colonoscopy starting at age 45, since it's so important. Unfortunately, the younger age is when we are seeing more of the cancers now, and not the older folks. And that's really scary. Nobody quite knows why the direction's going down in age.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a number of factors. So,
yeah, I had my last colonoscopy in January.
Good.
Yeah, everything checked up.
Excellent.
A little bit of high blood pressure that I'm going to attack naturally first and see if I can do it that way. And if not, then I'll get a medication. But everything was good, except for the one thing, 63 years old, and doctor was happy.
Good. I'm glad you got a clean bill of health, almost.
Yeah.
The high blood pressure needs to, yeah.
Well, you know, and I looked at it, you know, I said, you know, you're seeing me at my worst time. I mean, you're seeing me at my worst time. We just came through every holiday in the world. I just got done traveling, you know, but I'm better than last year. I've lost 15 pounds since last year. I've got another, you know, 15, 20 to go. And so if you'd have saw me last year, you would have beat the heck out of me.
You look good. You look good.
Well, thank you. But, you get to a specific age, and no matter what, you start looking after your health.
Absolutely. I just read, interestingly, 2 days ago, and I don't know about you, but a lot of people that I see don't eat breakfast. And I don't know why they got into that habit. It seems to be something that occurs maybe during their adolescent years. They get out of the habit of eating breakfast. And I just read in the Journal of General Internal Medicine that perhaps missing out on breakfast will lead to more GI cancers.
Yeah. Now, this is I changed my eating habits about 2 years ago, my dietary habits. I try to anyway. And I would never eat breakfast, and I'd start getting hungry about 10:30 or 11, and then I'd eat way too much at lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just knocked me out. So what I do now is I'm at the mayor's office every morning at 7, and then about 9:15, I go back home, not very far, let the dogs out, and I have breakfast. You know, be it yesterday I made a mushroom omelet, and this morning was a bowl of cereal, still like old-fashioned cereal, Special K, and an orange, you know, and boom, and that'll probably take me through. I'll have a light snack in the mid-afternoon, and then dinner.
Good, yeah. You want to eat breakfast within an hour or two max of when you wake up.
Yeah, mine's about 3.
Move it down a bit.
Yeah, but because I'm not hungry yet, but that's just a nice time frame for me in my schedule.
Yeah.
To go home, let out the dog, have a little bit of food because I know I'm going to get really hungry around 11 o'clock and I'll overeat. So it's just a protection system.
Well, after fasting all night, it's so important and essential that you get the nutrients for the whole day with breakfast. Otherwise, yeah, You're missing out.
What type of breakfast do you recommend?
Whole foods. You know, I usually just have granola with some milk and raspberries and nuts on top with mm-hmm. maybe some raisins or cranberries or something like that. Other people like a hot breakfast, oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing real fancy. It doesn't take hardly any time.
Exactly.
But people don't feel hungry in the morning a lot of times because they were snacking all night.
Mm-hmm.
And they so if you stop eating around 7 p.m. or so, you're going to be hungry in the morning.
Yeah. You know, I try not, depending on what I'm doing, but I try not to eat after 7. But I also try not to eat, no matter what, 3 hours before I go to sleep.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's how I look at it. And, you know, I'm having more greens in my life, more salads, less, you know, except for once in a while the Velveeta cheese, in an omelet, I've cut out processed foods.
Yeah, and that might be part of the reason why the, you know, colon cancer rate is going up in the younger people. It's the crap that people eat and the ultra-processed foods, like ramen, mm-hmm. for example. A lot of people will almost try to survive on ramen. And that stuff, like the little packets of ramen that you put in and make the soup, there are heavy metals in that.
Oh, goodness.
You know, and so there's a lot of junk that chemicals and lots of things have chemicals. Just look at anything that's bottled, like soda and stuff. But, ramen is really bad. It's ultra, ultra processed. And people don't realize that.
No, they don't. I didn't realize until this conversation.
Yep.
I'm not a big ramen person. If you wouldn't mind.
Lead, arsenic, all these heavy metals in that package. The ones that I'm talking about are the gooey ones, right?
Yeah.
Those gooey packages can get you. So don't drink the soup.
I don't have to worry about that. I've never been a ramen fan.
Okay, good.
For the 29 cents or whatever they charge or whatever, up to $3.
Yeah. I know a lot of your listeners may be eating ramen, so I think it's important to know about those things.
You ramen eaters. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFVR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. I'm Dr. Chu in the studio with me here. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you find yourself with an inexperienced attorney or a 33% contingency fee? Get a review of your personal injury case from an attorney with years of experience at Jason Wiener & Associates free of charge. and give yourself peace of mind while giving us peace of mind that your personal injury matter is being properly handled. We offer a wide range of contingency fee rates, including a 20% or hourly rate contingency agreement on select cases. Jason Weiner and Associates, 907-452-5196. We're here to help.
Fairbanks Urology, an Alaska UroLift Center of Excellence and expert care provider for men's health needs. With Dr. Tony Nima.
Benign prostatic hyperplasia, more commonly known as BPH, is not prostate cancer. 50% of men over 50 have BPH, and that number grows as men get older. UroLift is a minimally invasive procedure that can help with BPH symptoms as well as save your bladder. It is done in the office and does not involve surgery or general anesthesia.
Visit FairbanksUrology.com.
The Fairbanks Concert Association proudly presents Roseanne Cash, Saturday, March 18th at the Herring Auditorium.
Texas border towns had a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around.
Roseanne continues the Cash musical legacy, bringing her own voice and style, proving herself to be one of the country's preeminent singer-songwriters.
What would I give?
Roseanne Cash has earned 4 Grammy Awards, 21 top 40 hits, including 11 chart-topping singles.
What would I give to bring back those?
Although Roseanne Cash may be called a country artist, her music brings fans of folk, pop, rock, and blues together every time she's on stage.
A gunfire and regret.
Get your tickets today for Roseanne Cash in Concert at fairbanksconcert.org.
KFAR weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 6 above. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 23 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 7 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen still here with Dr. Chu. Now, let me get this straight, your sports injury. You're in the National Championship Karate Black Belt Open Division Championship match, and you twisted your knee, but you still won the match. Is that
good,
right?
Good story.
Good story.
I wish. No, no.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good story.
It was a good story, yeah. I had a knee injury secondary to skiing. My first injury over 30 years ago was due to skiing, downhill skiing, and tore my ACL. But I had no idea that didn't last for more than 30 years. And so I did a number on it, cross-country skiing, and unfortunately, the whole long ski took my knee around and dislocated the knee like you would when you're eating a chicken.
And the
thigh bone comes off the calf bone, and then the patella comes off the whole thing, and so that was a devastating injury.
So what's your rehabilitation been like?
Not very fun.
Well, slow and low and slow.
Very slow. A lot of injury. Of course, I had surgery. It was 3 months after my injury. It was hard to find a surgeon who would do it. It was so I went to California, UC Davis, to have it done. And then, you know, I continue to work, so trying to rehab in between working.
Where's your rehabilitation clinic at?
The Stees Medical Center.
Okay.
Yeah, advanced physical therapy.
Okay. So when someone like you comes in, they probably, you know, standard attention real fast, and they're saying, she knows everything we're going to do, and we can't, you know, buffalo this person.
Thankfully, they don't think that way. Because I know nothing. I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton.
Really?
Yes. Have to work on those glutes and all those other muscles to support the knee, of course. And it's a long, long battle, but it's going the right direction, at least very slowly.
Okay. You as a professional, do you see a client on an annual basis or every other year? How do you try and schedule people for a checkup?
Everybody's different. If you have say you get screened and everything is normal, no polyps and no abnormalities, you're good for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And if there's a precancerous polyp, only one, then you're good for 7 to 10 years. When you have three or more, then they recommend rescreening in 3 to 5 years if they're precancerous type of polyp. So the guidelines come out every 3 to 4 years. New guidelines on the interval of screening, and that's what we go by.
How hard is it for a doctor to take new patients?
They just call?
Well, do you have openings for yourself, or are you pretty booked up?
No. We take new patients. We especially want to see those and also get the word out, those that are, 45, and because we're seeing a lot of cancer, unfortunately, in between 45 and 50, which is really surprising. Yeah. So, yeah, they do... you don't know what's up there until you have the procedure, right?
Until you know what's up there.
Exactly. And
that's not a fun procedure.
It is not, but I think drinking this stuff is worse. You just had yours, so what did you find? Did you find that drinking? But you're getting a total colon cleanse. Mm-hmm. And, some people go to salons and clinics to get a total colon cleanse, so... This way is not only do you get a cleanse, but a screening.
I'm going to be sort of graphic here. I got the cleanse because I didn't want the other, period. So I got the cleanse.
You did the what?
The cleanse, the drink it and it all comes through.
Right.
Yeah, I did that.
Good.
Because I didn't want any part of my orifices penetrated. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's what I did. And, it was what it was, and I don't have to do it for a while.
Good.
And I'm glad, and I was fine. And, they gave me good what over, that's for sure. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I wanted to know where I was at and how I was. Turned 63, and let's do it again. So now it's more of a maintenance. Making sure I eat right,
exercise.
Yep. Annual checkups. That way, there comes a time in your life where you better know, because it might be too late when you know.
Yeah, and that's the surprising part is a lot of people when they wake up and we go over the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my goodness. Of course they never knew that was growing inside them. How would they know? <It's> like,
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, then they're so thankful that they had it done.
Mm-hmm.
If people just think, let's just get it over with, get it done, and not think too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
To just another thing to take care of their health.
Yeah. What else do you do in your profession?
Oh, we also do, of course, upper endoscopies, and a lot of people here have heartburn, GERD, sometimes difficulty swallowing. We take care of all those things. And again, over 80% of those people that have those kind of complaints don't eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Uh-huh. It's a common answer when I ask them, do you eat breakfast? So this paper came out with 75,000, the cohort was 75,000 people, and they divided the groups up into eating breakfast 1 to 2 times a week, 3 to 5 times a week, all the time, right, every day, you know. And they found that each subset of groups, the more you ate breakfast, the lower your risk of GI cancers.
I'm a 4 to 6 breakfast person a week. That's where I'm at. Yeah, pretty consistent with it now.
Good.
I'm pretty boring when it comes to the cereals I like. I like Rice Chex and Special K and skim milk. I mean, that's it.
Breakfast doesn't need to be exciting. You have a lot of acid in the stomach, and it's worked up all your and digested the food from last night. So, mm-hmm. All that acid is in there. It needs to be buffered with food. Otherwise, it'll start eating up the insides.
Yeah. You don't have to go out to, say, Little Richard's and have the great big meal.
No. That'll last you the whole day?
Yeah,
no?
A little dab will do you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is this Cancer Month? I keep referring it. Is that through a national organization or advertisement, or is this something that you're doing?
It's a national campaign. March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. For breast cancer, people wear pink ribbons, mm-hmm. right? You don't see that much with colorectal cancer, but the ribbon is blue. When it was more of a national campaign, people did see the blue ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not local, it's national, but it's not being, promoted as much as like breast cancer is, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I like to do what I can to promote this locally.
And you're on a show tomorrow?
What show?
You were on a show. Are you on a show at any other radio stations? Or,
no.
You were down at the other one here. So, like, competition with other radio programs?
No, maybe you know my appointment calendar better than I do. It's like, what show?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking to Glenner down there.
Oh, yeah. He did record something. I have no idea when it's going to be played.
See, what did I tell you? You don't go into that studio without him recording something with you. He's great.
Yes, he is fun.
It'll probably be part of the quote Crapper Creek report.
Literally, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know with him.
Exactly. Yeah.
But goodness gracious, when can you get back skiing, or have you been able to do that yet?
No. Honestly, I'm not sure I'll ever do it. My accidents have always been around skiing, so I don't think I want to take any more risks.
What are you doing for exercise besides your rehab?
Oh, I've got a wonderful indoor bike trainer. It's called Wahoo. It's really great. I go to Alaska Club. I mean, that place is awesome. The equipment they have. They have a lateral X machine, and they have ellipticals, and of course, leg press. Slowly but surely, I'm getting a little stronger.
It takes a while, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, yes.
Diligent in your training.
I mean, I've never met anybody who's had a knee dislocation and a patella dislocation. I read that mine is like way less than 1%. Of knee injuries, so
you're extraordinarily rare.
Extreme, yeah, in a bad way.
Well, you brought that portion up.
Yeah,
you know, my goodness. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Dr. Chu, and your name is?
Yeah, this is Phil. Good morning, Dave. I'm Dr. Chu. Hey, I've been a patient of Dr. Chu's in the past. I've had several colonoscopies, but it's that prep. Material you have to take. I was wondering if she could discuss what options there are for that. I've had one that I just wasn't able to drink enough of it, and it ended up being an unsuccessful seizure. So I'm just wondering if there's something maybe with less volume or a better taste. I'm just not sure what options are out there.
Phil, what we're going to do right now is I'm going to hang up with you. We're going to be going into a commercial news cycle here. And when we come back, I'll have her answer that, okay?
Hey, great.
Thank you for the phone call, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break and leave you some bumper music. And I approve this bumper music. It's Pink Floyd, Run Like Hell. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. Then we'll be back with Dr. Chu. Back in a bit.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Russia's ambassador to the U.S. warning American military officials to stop what he calls hostile flights over the Black Sea. This after the Pentagon says a $34 million American surveillance drone was forced into the water after it was struck yesterday by a Russian fighter jet.
The incident raising concerns about possibly sensitive U.S. military technology falling into Russian hands.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. An FDA panel meets tomorrow to discuss granting full approval to Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid that claims to lessen or eliminate symptoms of COVID-19, especially in high-risk groups.
The data show an 86% reduction in that group of hospitalization and death. Critics of the drug say there are instances where symptoms return after treatment ends, but the data can't show Paxlovid is the only cause of that.
Fox's Eben Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
And here's the latest news from around the state of Alaska. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed what he calls a parental rights bill that would require written permission from a parent when a child asks to change the name or pronoun they use at school as part of a package he says is aimed at broadening the conversation around public education. The Republican also proposed cash payments for teachers as a way to address recruitment and retention concerns, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Congratulations to Ryan Reddington, Tuesday, winner of the 2023 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Reddington, age 40, is the grandson of Joe Reddington Sr., who helped co-found the race across Alaska that was first held in 1973 and is known as the father of the Iditarod. And Fairbanks is a hub of activity this week with Ice Dogs Hockey, the Ice Park, the Open North American, and now the Junior National Championship ski races being held at Birch Hill. Lots of folks around, and welcome.
Streaming
to
live online at KFAR660.com.
At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. They help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay, well done.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
A cherished friend is back in town. Silver Gulch invites you to a fun evening of food, beer, and friendship. The fantastic selection of Silver Gulch beers are on tap. The menu speaks for itself, with some old favorites and some delicious new selections, too. It's a short drive to historic downtown Fox and the warmth and charm of the Silver Gulch Brewery. And remember, the bar opens at 3:30 Fridays through Sundays. Make your plans soon for the Silver Gulch.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Dr. Chu in the studio with me. How are you doing?
Good.
And did you enjoy that rehabilitation workout over the break that you were doing?
You mean talking to you?
Well, there's the jaw muscles.
There you go. Yeah. But Phil brought up a really good question, and it's a very important one. Thank you, Phil, for your call in, and the colon cleansing is the most important part of this whole exam. Of course, if it's not clean, we don't get a good look, which means a poor exam. And everybody's system is different. Traditionally, our prep has been a whole gallon of Golightly because we found that that overall for the average person gives us the best look. We do a split dose, 3/4 of the gallon in the in the evening, between 6 and 8, and then in the morning the last 1/4 of the gallon. And like Phil said, it's hard to get for some people hard to get it down. We do have for those people with nausea with a prep, we give them anti-nausea medicine, and they take a pill a half an hour before drinking each session. There are lower quantity preps like soup prep, which is half the amount. There are other formulations that are half the amount of the gallon as well. And again, the split dose is where you want to be at, meaning you drink half of it or 3/4, whichever brand you're taking, the night before, and then the rest in the morning. SuPrep does have a formulation that's a tablet form. It's called SuTabs. And there's instructions, and you have to drink a whole lot more fluids. And some people do well with SuTabs. It's a tablet. A lot of people still have nausea. And so, again, for those who have nausea with any of these preps, we recommend letting the staff know so that they can get the anti-nausea medicine ordered for the patient at the pharmacy with their prep.
Okay. You know, it seems like over time, you know, every 5 years there's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
It seems like.
I know, so the guru of colonoscopy and polypectomies is Dr. Douglas Rex, and he's known nationally. And he told me, this is many years ago, he told me a secret that he was working on a special project. I said, what was it? And he said that he was making a meal plan for the colonoscopy. It was a 3-day meal plan with special, you know, like a TV dinner, but this would be full of salts, right? I have not seen that come to fruition. I don't think it's the easiest thing, you know, but.
No, and how do you go about your beta tests on that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll do it. Think not.
We'll see if that ever, comes about.
And you practice at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital?
Yes, I have my own clinic. We do procedures there. I practice out of Fairbanks Memorial Hospital as well in their outpatient procedure department.
Okay. Boy, any fun plans for the summer other than work?
A little trip to Southwest and traveling down there. And let's see, we're maybe going to Spain.
Oh, yeah. In your daily regimen, how many patients might you see?
Oh, it's gone down after the pandemic. I probably see somewhere around 5 to 7.
And 3 to 5 days a week, or?
Yeah, currently it's about 3 days. What I do requires standing all day.
Yes.
And
you're recovering.
It really takes a toll. And so I try to, no more than 4 days a week. I really have cut back tremendously because of my injury.
So this sports injury really got you.
Yes, it did. Last year was really not a good year for me.
Fairbanks, Dr. Chu and Glenner are in the studio here with me before this, and they're talking about their sports injuries, and I'm feeling like the whip. I've never had those. Jesus, you know.
Don't. Please don't start.
Yeah. They're talking, Claire's talking about this one, over a year of rehabilitation, and you're over a year of rehabilitation, and oh, my goodness.
Oh, mine's going to be clearly 2 years of rehab.
Oh, man.
But, luckily I still have a leg. I mean, with these injuries, dislocations, people can lose their leg.
Do you find that the sports medicine industry is increasing?
Either that or there are not enough orthopedic doctors because they're booked up solid. I had to wait a month and a half for my surgery after meeting the surgeon.
And you're a doctor.
Oh, that doesn't...
didn't help? Couldn't call in, you know, a professional courtesy like I would have done?
I got no professional courtesy. Yeah. And but that's only to be fair. And I, yeah, that's...
Who's talking about fair? Oh, that's right. You yeah, okay. What the heck?
You know, when you go through all this and all the training, you do think, oh, maybe when I do really need medical help, I'll have a, you know, I'll get a good break, right?
Yeah. Nope.
No such thing.
Ready for a phone call?
Oh, sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Dr. Chu, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello. I was wondering about history. Now, the diets these days, you know, are bad with all the processed foods. And as Dr. Chu mentioned, there's uptick in the amount of colon cancers. Now, back in the olden days, when people had rougher diets, you know, maybe more natural or something, was there incidences of colon cancer? I'm sure there was somewhere. And when did they first start doing colonoscopies? I assume it had to be when they had special scopes developed. And did back in the olden days, you know, 1700s or 1800s, did they go in and remove polyps or what?
Oh, way back then they didn't have it, no. So, it's just been in the last 50 years that we've been able to visualize the colon. And if you think about it, it's been more of an older age type of cancer and disease. As people are living longer in general, there has been a lot of colon cancer worldwide. Alaska Natives have the highest rate of colon cancer in the world, though. The problem right now, though, is the incidence is decreasing in age, though, and that's the worrisome part. And nobody seems to understand why that the younger folks are coming up with more of the colon cancer. The screening that we've been doing, and you've heard a lot about colon cancer screening in the past 10 to 20 years, has made a huge difference. So before, there was no screening. Nobody even heard of screening. I mean, there's always mammograms for breast cancer, but a colonoscopy, I mean, probably in the last 10 years, it's just, you know, the awareness has been greater. And now the rate of colon cancer in general has gone down because of screening. When we do a colonoscopy, we're taking out precancerous things too, so we're actually preventing cancer. I don't know if that explains your question.
Yes, I appreciate that. And also, you mentioned about the importance of eating breakfast. Now, what about, you know, I mean, an age-old tradition since biblical times is occasionally have a fasting. Now, do you recommend fasting every now and then to kind of give the whole system a rest and maybe that helps prevent these bad things happening? Or what do you think about fasting every now and then?
Yeah, I think, you know, fasting 12 hours, like, every day is a good idea. So if you stop eating at 7, you can start eating at 7. Some people, because of religious or health reasons, feel good with a fast. I think that's a, I think it's a good idea, not all the time, but once or twice a year is not bad if that is something you desire.
Whatever makes you feel healthy.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing because you're not doing it all the time. But people who don't eat breakfast are not eating breakfast all the time, you know.
Okay. Also, another question. I know they use a sedative or anesthesia to kind of put someone kind of out, you know, that's been done millions of times over the years. Is it just about impossible to do a colonoscopy when there's no anesthesia or sedative given? Is that like an impossibility? Or
it's not, no, that's a good question. It's not impossible. I do have patients who particularly will ask for a procedure without sedation. Some of my patients enjoy watching the screen because you never get a chance to see your insides. Most people actually don't care to, but some people are very interested, and everybody's Colon is built differently. Some people have more tolerance to the discomfort. The discomfort is due to mainly the air that we put in. So I, for the past 3 years, I've done a water immersion technique where I don't put hardly any air in. It's just water. So it's a lot more gentle. We do well with water and fluid in the colon. That's what it's filled with. So air is not a good thing. If you get sick and you get the flu and you're all bloated, you don't feel good. So people can relate to that. But so as to your question, no, it's not impossible. But again, everybody's pain tolerance and the way they're built is different. But yeah, we do do that if it's requested.
Okay. And another question, if a person has no anesthesia and then, the doctor clips a polyp, can a person feel that? Does that add to the pain or?
No. Yeah. Right. There's no nerve endings that give anybody that sharp feeling inside. Like you would think that, like they're watching it and they're not feeling a thing. What we have pain fiber wise is the pain fibers will give us that vague discomfort. Like if you're, like I said, if you're bloated and you don't feel well, you just have that vague sense. But if you have that sense, it's because of air. It's not because of the procedure itself, taking out a polyp.
Okay, thank you. And if David, you don't mind me squeezing in one more.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, okay.
It's the Randy Show.
This is a little different subject. I've been injured before here and there, not seriously or anything, but I always learn a lesson, you know, boy, I'll never do that again. And I tell it to other people, you know, don't, one time I slipped on the ice and I cracked a rib. It's the only time I've ever broken a bone, and I didn't even know about it until several weeks when I finally got myself checked out. But one thing I learned is that I was holding on to a bucket when I slipped instead of, you know, like holding on to a bucket floating in the air for support. That was a mistake. But do you have any advice when skiing, you know, looking back, you know, hindsight and all that, something not to do, like don't tackle a mogul that looks too challenging, or do you have any advice for people in that regard?
You know, like 2 to 3 months before I had the accident, my knee was bothering me, and I didn't know why. I should have had it checked out. I would have probably learned that my old ACL graft was no good. And if that were the case and I had that fixed, that would not have happened. So it was my own ignorance that led me to this second accident, I think.
Randy, thank you very much, buddy. You have a good day. We got to take a commercial break here. Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from Electric Gypsy Tattoo, a new shop with some very familiar faces. Mark and Amy Vincent have been part of the Alaskan tattoo industry for decades, and now they invite you to their new shop, Electric Gypsy Tattoo. They offer a full range of tattoo services, and they love working with new clients as well as old friends. Start creating your vision in ink with a consultation at Electric Gypsy Tattoo. Call 328-5900 or stop by the shop at 910 Old Steese across from Mattress Ranch. Electric Gypsy Tattoo welcomes you.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Tune in to Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation regarding guns, local events, and your Second Amendment rights, with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design, an Alaskan company offering products that help you get the most out of your car or truck. Moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more. Visit Auto Trim Design and listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 6 above. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 7 above. Mid-teens Friday, mid-20s Saturday. A dusting of snow Friday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. As I always say, it's the things you don't hear us talk about. It's those conversations in between commercials. And Dr. Chu and I, we exercise very similar with our canine units. Describe yours, Dr. Chu.
So Shiro is a Maremma. A Maremma is an Italian sheepdog, and he's a huge white dog that looks like a polar bear, and he's about 150 pounds. I take him for walks almost every day, a mile to 2.5 miles a day. Luckily, he's learned how to walk on a leash, and he doesn't pull. Otherwise, I'd be flat on my face in the snow and don't want to injure my knee again. So he's been very patient and a very good dog, very good physical therapy aid.
With my dog, we have what I call a trail system in downtown where I can have him off leash the whole time until I come back over the Cushman Street Bridge and the Barnett Street Bridge. And we go down to the borough building, then we go to the riverfront walk underneath the bridges, come up to the Catholic Church, go over the footbridge, we go down along to the Morris Thompson Center, then we come back and we cross at the little church, we cross Illinois Street and the Barnett Street. And that's where I have him on a leash. Otherwise, he's very cognizant, you know, coming back to me, never getting out of my sight. Trained him very well at that. So he gets a lot of exercise that way. You know, we might do 1.25 miles, but he does 4 miles.
Yeah, that's great.
He's going this way, he's sniffing everything, he's happy, and everyone just wants a pet of Dalmatian, so what the heck. And then in the summer, as I was telling you, every weekend we do the trifecta. We do that walk in the morning, and then we get in my car, and I throw him in the back, and we go up to Birch Hill, and we go up there for about 30 minutes, and that really gives me a good workout. And then we come back down, and we hit the Creamer's Field for another 25 to 30 minutes. So by 9:30 in the morning on a Saturday and a Sunday, we've had a great workout. Then after that, you know, you're energized when you've done something like that. And, you know, okay, you're going to do some yard work, some office work, whatever you're going to do, but you've knocked something out already. I've achieved a goal. I've knocked something out for my health.
Yeah.
And that's how I like starting out my day.
And your dog is very lucky.
Yes, he is.
A lot of people have dogs and they don't walk them.
Oh.
And you need to walk them for your sake, too. I mean, you really do need to move.
Yeah.
Exercise is important.
We both enjoy it. We both enjoy it. We really do. And I always think, you know, the most incredible, one of our crown jewels in Fairbanks is Creamer's Field.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. And, you know, we walk that in the winter still. You know, I'll put the booties on him. He's a Dalmatian, so his feet are not good on ice and snow. But you put the booties on him, and he's good to go. And so we'll do that once or twice a week during the winter.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We're blessed with such a wonderful trail system. And yeah, most neighborhoods, you could just walk out your door, and you don't really... You know.
Yeah. My trail system is right out my door.
Exactly.
It really is. What part of Fairbanks do you live in? I'm not trying to stalk you.
I live right by Birch Hill.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so. After all, you have a 150-pound dog.
Yeah, right.
That's a personal protection animal.
Yeah. No, people have stopped on the road wanting to take a picture of him because he's so big.
Wow.
They said, I've never seen a dog so big.
What's his disposition like?
As long as we're on a walk, he's very happy, and he's...
Protective?
He is protective when he's at home because he was a farm dog. We had reindeers, and we raised 14 reindeers, and he took care of the reindeer. So he was made to, to herd and to take
Working
care of
dog.
The... Right. So he will do what he's bred to do, is protect.
Mine is bred to say hello to people and get petted.
You know,
be happy. And what might hurt you is his tail. It wags so hard. And it's like a whip.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he thinks everyone's come over to the house to visit him. He's got a life. I wish I had his life.
Like I said, he's a lucky dog.
Yeah, there you go. So this is the month for health. Talked about many things. We have a little bit over 3 minutes left. What other things would you like to bring up before we close in people's health?
Yeah, I think it's never too late. You know, people may be overweight. They may not have exercised much, but we are built to move.
Mm-hmm.
We are not built to sit in front of a display or a computer all day or be on the couch all day. We are built to move. And when we veer from what we're built to do, and then I think our health deteriorates. But there's, you know, it's never too late. Start doing what you're supposed to be doing. Get up, move around. You'll feel better,
mm-hmm.
More refreshed. And with the right diet, eating breakfast, and avoiding the processed foods, especially the ultra processed, everything will work together to make you healthier and happier.
Yeah, there's a way to go about it, and just know what your style is. We discussed, you know, I walk with the dog. I don't walk with other people, and that gives us both good exercise. I ride my bike by myself. I don't ride with other people. I like doing my own pacing where I want to go. When I go work out at Planet Fitness, I do, you know, my routine. I'm not there long. I'm there a 20 to 40 minute person at the most with everything that I do. I'm not a gym rat, never have been, never will be. So you can create your own workout regimen, be it very light, when you want, how you want, or with other people if you need a partner to motivate you. But like you said, start.
Yeah. If you like to socialize, make a walk date.
Yeah. Yeah. Go over to the, whatchamacallit, the,
Big Dipper?
Big Dipper, yeah.
Yeah. Just because there's snow on the ground 6 months out of the year doesn't mean you have to stay indoors on a couch.
And also, on every Thursday, there's, in the newspaper, there's the Latitude 65 or Latitude 64. And there's events you can do there. And I saw there was, on Thursday, was a walking group over at Creamer's Field at 1 o'clock. That last Thursday, anyway.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So there's things like that that you can look up and do to keep you active and if you want to be with people. And then, you know, for those really crazy people, they start doing the Equinox Marathon, you know, training courses. And I've done that. I was just like, okay, I did it once and I'm done with that. So what the heck?
We've got some awesome extreme athletes in this community.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Dr. Chu, thank you very much for being on the show with me here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Fairbanks, I will see you on Friday. I'll have Nick Nugent in here, and we are going to discuss the history of Wien Airlines. I'll see you on Friday.